This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient name Maria E. Cordero, M-A-R-I-A, middle initial E, last name C-O-R-D-E-R-O, date of birth 04-30-1939, date of appointment March 7, 2023. Requesting a physician, Rekha Wachmeister, E-R-I-K-A-W-S-E-H-T-M-E-I-S-T-E-R. Dear Dr. Wachmeister, I have the pleasure of seeing Maria Cordero today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she's 83-year-old, right-handed Hispanic woman who was who went to the St. Mary's Hospital emergency room on 2/3/23 in the morning when patient on that day in the morning when patient getting out of the bed felt severe right neck pain, right side of the back of the head and radiating into the top of the head with near syncope and visual disturbances. She has a persistent headache on the right side. She has a history of C-spine problem and she got injection for that in the hospital. MRI of the brain done, which shows subacute infarction in the left corona radiata. MRA of the head and neck done, which was read as negative. Emergency room added the baby aspirin, which she is not taking. She is already on Eliquis. Past medical history, arthritis, hypertension. SVT, atrial fibrillation, past surgical history, two C-section, scar tissue removed from the ovary, allergy to cephalexin. Medications, metoprolol, diltiazem, Eliquis 5 milligram 2 times daily, paroxetine, Briolepta, oyster shell, Lasix, aspirin 81 milligram, allergy to cephalexin, social history, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol, she is divorced, lives alone, have 8 children, family is the mother deceased with heart issue, father deceased. Two sister, one has arthritis, two brother, one has cancer. Review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine. eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary cord, vascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that he's having headache on the right side, confusion, trouble walking, depression, joint pain, muscle pain, physical examination, blood pressure 90 over 60, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart SNS 2 regular in the rhythm, abdomen sound, pulse sound present, neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice sinusitis and edema, there is no jaundice sinusitis but edema of the lower extremities present. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal, hearing is good on both sides, hearing is decreased on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination is 10-5-4-5, deep tender reflexes 2-4, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination reveal presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan, 83-year-old right-handed Hispanic woman whose history examination and MRI finding is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number one, a small subacute infarction in the left corona radiata. Number two, occipital neuralgia. Number three, cervicalgia. Next paragraph, our MRI of the brain done. MRI of the head and neck also done. Echocardiogram done. I will continue the Eliquis 5 mg PO2 time daily. And aspirin 81 mg PO daily. I would like to start the gabapentin 100 mg 3 times daily. I would like to see her back in my office in 3 months. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.